WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. After months of tense trade talks, a deal is reached between the U.S. and the European Union.
We have good news. We've reached a deal.
The deal sets a 15% tariff on most EU goods, including vehicles. Correspondent Weijia Jiang is traveling with the president in Scotland.
The deal comes ahead of Friday's deadline when 30% tariffs were scheduled to be imposed on imports from the EU. As part of the new agreement, President Trump says the EU also has agreed to purchase $750 billion worth of American energy and to increase its investments in the U.S. by more than $600 billion.
While at his golf course in Scotland, the president also spoke on the situation in Gaza as Israel pauses fighting so that aid can get to those who need it.
People are stealing the food. They're stealing the money. They're stealing the money for the food. They're stealing weapons. They're stealing everything. It's a mess. That whole place is a mess.
Several Democratic senators have written a letter to the Trump administration urging it to cease funding for the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation and restore support for existing United Nations aid distribution mechanisms. Maryland's Chris Van Hollen on Face the Nation.
I'm sending a letter to Secretary Rubio, signed with 20 of my colleagues, calling for more information, but also calling for defunding this. American taxpayers should not be spending one penny to fund this private organization backed by mercenaries and by the IDF.
11 people were injured in a mass stabbing at a Walmart store in Traverse City, Michigan. It happened yesterday, and the 42-year-old man police say did it is under arrest facing terror charges. Grand Traverse County Sheriff Mike Shea.
During the incident, 11 individuals were injured by the suspect. The weapon used was a folding knife with a 3.5-inch cutting blade.
One person has died and several others injured after a roof collapsed at a Family Dollar. It happened this afternoon in Kansas City, Missouri. Officials say the dead victim is a 68-year-old man. A 50-year-old woman is in critical condition. The Baseball Hall of Fame welcomes in its class of 2025 in Cooperstown, New York. Among the members, reliever Billy Wagner, who pitched for the Astros, Braves, Mets, Phillies, and Red Sox during his 16-year career.
Thank you to the Hall of Fame for the incredible honor. Thank you to my every teammate, every coach, every fan, every person who believes in me along the way. I am forever grateful.
Joining him, CC Sabathia, Ichiro Suzuki, and posthumously, Dick Allen and Dave Parker. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A thriller at the ballpark. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball game tied 2-2. Bottom of the ninth, the Brewers trying to avoid a sweep at home at the hands of the Miami Marlins. One out, full count, and Milwaukee's Blake Perkins at the plate on FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Blake Perkins, a switch hitter. He's up there with the bases loaded. The only run that matters at third right now. Perkins, center field.
Blake Perkins, who missed the first half of the season after suffering a fractured shin bone in spring training.
Definitely appreciative of the moment and of the success. You know, it's been a long, long road, and I don't feel like I'm way behind, but I do feel like this is the middle of the season for a lot of these guys, and I'm kind of coming in late. So it's just great to come through for the guys and just appreciating these moments a little bit more.
The Cubs beat the White Sox to remain tied with the Brewers, so it's the Cubs and the crew tomorrow night at American Family Field with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, lows in the low 70s. Becoming sunny and hot for Monday. Heat index pushes into the upper 90s. Monday night, a low around 69, chance of a storm. For Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny and highs in the mid 80s.
Right now, it's 87.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Ben Giles, founder of Laughable Productions and the funniest person in Oshkosh contest. Then, If Walls Could Talk host and podcaster Mike Siegel joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 6 till 8.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week, Mr. Paul Vandenplas.
The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story, really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Kellen Butenoff coming to you live from our home here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Also, Free Ticket Fridays is underway, so grab your phone, open up the Civic Media app. This is the only way to enter this contest, is via the Civic Media app. Greg, you work here. You can't enter. Dan Schaefer, you're the political editor here. You also cannot enter. Put your phones down.
Oh, man.
Right now. See, this? I'm the killer of joy. This is my job. But for you, you can enter if you don't work for Civic Media. Text in the word blue, B-L-U-E. Text in the word blue right now, and you're in the running for some really good seats. 4-pack of tickets, club-level seats to see the Brewers host the Cubs next Wednesday. Going to be a hot, they are the hottest team in baseball right now. These are going to be big, big tickets. Text in the word blue, B-L-U-E. Tom Hartman will have a different word for you from 11 to 2. Todd Alba then from 2 to 4. And Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. The word to text in, just like Jesse in Dane County, is blue, B-L-U-E. Dan Schaefer is here. Again, Civic Media's political editor and the creator of the multi-award-winning Recombobulation Area. Talking about the news, big news yesterday, Governor Evers announcing he will not be running for a third term. And we're going to talk a little bit about people who are now jumping in the race. I did want to share this one comment from Christine and Slinger, listening on WAUK, who says, I love Tony Evers, a sweet man and a good governor. One thing I know for sure, he's not on the Epstein list.
Wouldn't it be weird if he was, though? You're like, wait, why? Oh, it was a little fundraiser.
Christine, that is so funny.
That's hilarious. Oh,
thank you for
bringing
that
together some storylines.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Tying it together nicely.
I want to tell a really, really quick Tony Evers story for myself. And this speaks to his ability to just not be a politician in the moment. I was at a restaurant in Milwaukee just having lunch, and I saw him there, and people were kind of, you know, they were doing their thing. They see the governor. They want to talk to him. I've worked in politics. I've met a lot of politicians. It's not that I wasn't impressed with him, but I also knew, just keep eating your lunch. I'm fine. But yeah. I was also wearing a Brewers hoodie and a Brewers hat because I'm pretty sure I was going to a game that day, or maybe it was just Tuesday. But I'm just sitting there eating my lunch and literally not looking at anybody. I just hear someone come up to me and say, so how do you think they're going to do tonight? And I'm like, it's him. And I'm like, and I don't do anything other than talk about baseball with him. And it was a natural, great conversation about baseball. And then that was it. I didn't ask for an autograph or a picture. He didn't try to like sell me on him. He just asked me about baseball and he moved on. And that was the thing I will never forget as long as I live. I just loved it.
That's a great story.
Yeah. It is a good story. He's a regular person and a really good example of a Wisconsinite. I think he's humble. He's not a braggart. I don't think that flies with most people in Wisconsin. And so he's going to be greatly missed. Yeah, I really do. I really think so.
He talked about when he was reelected. He was like, yeah, boring wins, you know?
Anti-malarkey ticket. That's right. You know, you got to love it.
Anti-malarkey
ticket. One of the, not a big surprise, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is kind of the first one out of the gate.
First official campaign announcement out of the gate this morning. The press release hit my inbox at 7 a.m. She's got the announcement video out. She has made it official. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is running for governor. So as expected, I think we had kind of a short list. I had even included in my column, last month or whatever, about who the potential candidates might be. No surprise at all that Sarah Rodriguez is getting into the mix. She's someone who's had a pretty interesting 5 years in Wisconsin politics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, she flipped a key assembly seat in 2020. Was, you know, basically the second round of people flipping an assembly seat in kind of the western Milwaukee area suburbs. Robin Vining, who is now running for state Senate, did it in 2018. And Sarah Rodriguez did it in 2020, defeating Rob Hutton there. And then basically what happened next was that the Republicans really gerrymandered her district specifically for the 2022 map. So then she ran for lieutenant governor instead of seeking reelection in the assembly, won that race for lieutenant governor, joined Tony Evers on the ticket, and then has of course been the state's lieutenant governor for the past couple of years. So, you know, she's got a background in healthcare. She was a nurse. I believe she worked with, some larger healthcare companies. I forget exactly which it was.
Yep.
But she, you know, she emphasized wanting to expand Medicaid in her announcement video. What'd you guys think of that video?
I thought it was really great.
I thought so. For me personally, I think one of the biggest uphill battles for Sarah Rodriguez is she's lieutenant governor. Nobody really knows who she is. As I said earlier, I think it's a more ceremonial position than the VP of the United States of America. And that is going to be tough for her. But that being said, that video was so good. It was energetic. It was fun. It was funny. It was funny without trying to be funny. Mm-hmm. It wasn't listening to someone trying to be a politician, trying to connect. This was a real person talking real game. I enjoyed the jokes, the swipe at Arkansas. I'm like, whoa, okay, you're going big. Referring to the president as a maniac. I mean, I think those were very important things to say because she's kind of been quiet in the background for the past few years because she's lieutenant governor. So she has to make a big claim.
Well, and like you said, Greg, it's not an important position. I'm sorry, but it's not.
It's not a job with a lot of responsibilities.
It's really not a job. Yeah. And she's rarely in front of the public, and she's rarely taking points on policies or anything like that. So she really does have to kind of now completely reintroduce herself to folks. And mm-hmm. I think she did a great job with that introductory video yesterday. You mentioned some of the jokes she includes in her intro video about how she was an honor student.
She's a National Merit Scholar.
And she's like, I didn't want to put this in there, but my mother thinks it's important. So this is for you, Mom. It's adorable. It's adorable.
She says, my mom will want me to tell you that I'm a National Merit Scholarship. I know you don't care, but she does.
But she does. Yeah. It's great.
It was well written. It was natural. It was fun. And I just, I'm not saying she's going to be the next one or I support her for, but at least that's what needs to happen, especially with all the noise. And I don't know, Dan, I mean, give your thoughts, you and Jane both. How big do you think this primary will end up being? You've got two people who are already in, and that means I feel like, and it's less than 24 hours after the announcement.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big field. But before we move on from Rodriguez, too, I want to note that, like, as I covered a gazillion different campaign rallies last year, you know, the way they do it, they usually have like all of the Wisconsin Democrats who will kind of like lead up to the headliner and all of that.
Right.
And I've been routinely impressed by Rodriguez in those scenarios as well. When she's been in those campaign environments And she, you know, there's a lot of people that are that you'll hear from over the course of these days. And I think she's been pretty impressive in those speeches, and it continues to get better. And I think, as we see in that video today, that she's got some real political chops. So it's going to be interesting to see where it goes. And then, as you alluded to there, we've also got a second candidate who has made it all but official. Basically, this morning, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley released a statement thanking Governor Evers and celebrating his accomplishments since governor, and also saying, quote, "In the weeks ahead, I will be taking steps toward entering the race for governor." So
that was pretty much expected.
Was very much expected. Yeah. He had, you know, in an interview I did with Crowley in December of 2023, he said to me that if Evers doesn't run again, he's probably going to run.
Well, and the one that we're Cavalier Johnson, who is the mayor of Milwaukee, is kind of waffling about it right now. I don't see that happening. I don't see the Milwaukee mayor throwing in for this time around. I just don't.
I think of the two Milwaukee leaders, I do think it's more likely going to be Crowley. I mean, it obviously is going to be Crowley since he says he's going to run. It wouldn't shock me if both ran, but I think just, they're both young men, right? They're both going to have plenty of opportunities to run for higher office over the years. I think of the two, it's far more likely that Crowley would. Crowley, I think, has also gotten a bit more done in Milwaukee County than Cavalier Johnson has been able to do in the city of Milwaukee as well. You know, part of that is just with Crowley has a really good relationship with the Milwaukee County Board that had basically never happened in my lifetime up until then. And I think the relationship that Johnson has had with the council has been a little bit more prickly,
a little more fractious
in a certain in a few different senses. So I think, and Crowley is somebody I have seen as a rising star in the party for quite some time. One of the first things I did back when in the very first year of the recombobulation area, I covered the race for Milwaukee County Executive and interviewed at the time State Senator Chris Larson, then State Representative David Crowley, and then County Board Chair Theo Lipscomb. And I ended up endorsing Crowley in that race, and one of my first big decisions or whatever, getting out there, making a bold call, I try to do that every once in a while. I think he is somebody who builds himself as a bridge builder, as somebody who gets things done. And I think that is really something that we need a lot of in Democratic politics these days. It's that action that he brings to the office, too.
I think there's a unique talent in David Crowley, too. And this is nothing against Cavalier Johnson. First of all, I think that having both leaders of Milwaukee running for governor at the same time will be, I don't think that's the best thing for Milwaukee as a city and a county. But I think that David Crowley presents a better story of, look, I work with the county of Milwaukee. That is a million people throughout the entire thing. That is a lot of differing opinions. There's a lot of attitudes that we have to work with, and we have to work together. And that's what I've been doing. And I have the record to show, because, you know, you can make the argument, all right, he is a black man. He is a black man from Milwaukee. He is from southeastern Wisconsin. He's all these things that could be running against him for other people in Wisconsin to say, well, I don't want someone from Milwaukee. This doesn't work for me. I think David walks into this primary saying, I understand that. I get that. I've dealt with that. This is what I'm going to do. Yeah. And we're going to talk. Mm-hmm. And let's sit down and you tell me, as someone who lives in Hayward or someone who lives in Butternut or Wanderoos, what is troubling you most about the state right now? And how can I be a part of that solution? I think David has more ability to do that than Chevy does right now. Once again, this is no disrespect to Mayor Johnson. I just think that David right at this moment is more equipped.
Dan Schaefer is our guest, Civic Media's political editor, the creator of the recombobulation area. We are talking about Governor Evers' announcement yesterday that he will not be seeking a third term. Now we have Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, who has officially announced she is in the race. Mm-hmm. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley alluding to the fact that in the next couple of weeks, he will likely be joining. I'm curious, who would you like to see enter the race? 855-752-4842. Tony on the live stream. Someone who can lead and represent the whole state? Sounds like Pat Kreitlow from Chippewa Falls.
Chippewa Falls' favorite son, Pat Kreitlow.
Pat Kreitlow for Gov. We'll take your suggestions as well at 855-752-4842. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast statewide, countrywide. You can pick us up around the globe, baby, on the Civic Media app. She starts to cry. She takes a swing, man. She can't hurt.
you don't mean no harm, you just don't know what else to do about it. Jane said, Jane
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's ice cream month, and did you know you can celebrate at this area stop along the state's ice cream trail? Here's the scoop.
Now, in Wisconsin, we've got 49 different licensed ice cream plants that are making it. But this map focuses in on unique stops in Wisconsin. Every one of them's got a story.
That's Pam Yonke, known as the Fabulous Farm Babe. She says the current trail includes 20 locations, each one from Hayward to La Crosse, Madison, and then north to Appleton, Green Bay, and Door County, dishes out delicious, locally made ice cream.
I've been to one or two, but I'm surprised by how few I've gotten a chance to visit, and I'm a pretty big ice cream fan.
Find the trail at the website gatherwisconsin.com and add your own local favorite there, too. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, our resident young person, Calvin on the board, coming to you live from our home here at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream. Hello, everybody on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is Free Ticket Friday. You've got about 40-ish minutes to text in the word via the Civic Media app. Text in the word blue, B-L-U-E. We are playing for a 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers club level seats for next Wednesday's game as the Crew hosts the Cubs. Hot, hot tickets. Mm-hmm. We do ask that you're able to go next Wednesday. It's going to be a day game. But if you're interested and you want these tickets, text in the word blue right now via the Civic Media app, B-L-U-E, just like Janet in Madison and Jim in Germantown and Dan in Green Bay and David in Richland Center. Makes me very happy to see all those come in. Free Ticket Friday, blue is the word until 11 o'clock BLUE. Dan Schaefer is here, Civic Media's political editor and the creator of the multi-award-winning Recombobulation Area, talking about the big news yesterday, Governor Evers not seeking a third term. We now know that Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez has officially entered the race. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley is hinting he will be jumping in the next couple of weeks. And we would like to hear from you. Who would you like to see jump in? 855-752-4842. Linda on the live stream says, I think Sarah Godlewski would be a great candidate for Wisconsin governor. I agree.
Yep. She's definitely part of the conversation. That's someone you've brought up in the past. Roger in Stevens Point texts in saying, what about Mark Pocan? He would be money. Oh, he would be money. I see. That's the parlance of the youth. He is very articulate and an excellent communicator. I don't disagree that Mark Pocan is a very excellent discussion point. I don't know if he'd be a great candidate at this moment. Also, he's made no real push. I mean, that's one of the things when we're talking about the who is going to run and, you know, the possible primary field is who seems to have that, whether it's raising money or just has that notion to move forward. And some people Mark Pocan has never seen like a guy who wants to be governor. He likes his job in Congress.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was interested to see if he was going to run for Senate a few years back, but I don't think he would, you know, after all the time that he spent in Congress in DC, come back to the state necessarily. I don't know. It's an interesting point of discussion, but his name is not one that I've heard a whole lot of.
Yeah.
When I wrote my piece about Tony Evers last month, I included a kind of like who would be on the Democrats bench. And so we mentioned a couple of those names with Sarah Rodriguez and David Crowley. Listener mentioning Sarah Godlewski, I imagine she will be in the mix in some capacity, Secretary of State. I do think Attorney General Josh Call is pretty likely to be a candidate. It's something he's alluded to many times. And then also, I think State Senator Kelda Royce, I would expect her to get into the mix as well.
She's great.
To round out my initial list of six, you know, the kind of wild card would be former party chair Ben Wickler.
Jerry is just on the live stream.
He's going to get into the mix. He would be a very interesting candidate. And then, beyond that, we mentioned Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. Also, Mandela Barnes told me yesterday that he is thinking about it and will consider a run for governor. We'll see, you know, if that happens, remains to be seen what exactly, you know, he's doing beyond thinking about it. But I think it's going to be a big field. Like, this is the first time, and especially now that Evers isn't running, I think we'll see more Republican candidates take their shot as well. And this will be the first open field for governor since 2010.
Yeah, a long time. It's been a long time.
So since Scott Walker defeated Tom Barrett in 2010. So I think there's going to be a lot of people, you know, getting into the mix, I think. And then there's going to be some, you know, other implications down the ballot, too. So you'll have an open race for Attorney General if Josh Call decides to run for governor.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll have an open race for Secretary of State if Sarah Godlewski decides to run for governor.
Yeah.
One of the sources I was talking to yesterday mentioned, like, we might have open primaries for all four state constitutional officers for governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, secretary of state, and state treasurer.
That'd be a first, too.
Five.
That would be amazing.
So that would just be absolutely wild with the number of people who would be getting into that. And then also you've got, you know, bigger names running for state senate and state assembly next year as Democrats look to try to win that Democratic trifecta as well. So it's going to be an absolutely fascinating 2026 election cycle in Wisconsin.
While it might be the midterms for America, and those are going to be very important, don't get me wrong, I understand the gravity of the midterms for this country, Wisconsin's election next year is going to be bonkers. There's going to be so much coverage coming to Wisconsin, as always, but it's going to be the talking points for really the next almost 2 years.
Yeah. And we also had a comment, Jerry has also said, I hope Governor Evers is able to get some good stuff done during the lame duck session. Again, he's got 17 months left. I would just like to see all of his appointees who have been languishing for 5.5 years actually just get appointed.
Yeah.
Just as a bone on the way out. Can we just do this for him, please?
Maybe he should call a special session. Just like, guys.
Come on. Just
I made brownies.
we'll have a fish fry. We'll play some euchre. We'll confirm some appointees.
There are snacks. It'll be fun. Let's all do this. Okay.
Yeah.
Dan Schaefer, thank you so very much. You're going to stay with us.
I'll stick around for Audio Sorbet. I love Audio Sorbet.
Okay. Audio Sorbet is coming up. I couldn't find my car. I lost the car in the parking garage. I wandered around for 40 minutes. Am I the only one who's ever lost my car? You're both looking at me like, yes, no one else has ever lost their car.
No. My goodness.
That's audio survey coming up in just a little bit. Tell me I'm not alone. News is next. Keep it right here. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Falls Radio, WXCO. As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. President Trump and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen have announced a sweeping trade deal. It raises tariffs on most European goods to 15%, warding off Trump's threat of a 30% rate if no deal had been reached by August 1st, Friday.
It's a huge deal. It will bring stability. It will bring predictability. That's very important for our businesses on both sides of the Atlantic.
No known motive after a man police say walked into a Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan and stabbed 11 people. CBS's Lana Zak with more on suspect Bradford Gilley.
Gilley now faces a terrorism charge and 11 counts of assault with intent to murder. Local prosecutors say he could face a judge as soon as tomorrow.
The National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum officially welcomed five new members, left starter CC Sabathia among them.
A village of women who raised me, guided me, made me laugh, fed me, protected me, and a few times literally saved me.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Pike.
A thriller at the ballpark. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball game tied 2-2. Bottom of the ninth, the Brewers trying to avoid a sweep at home at the hands of the Miami Marlins. One out, full count, and Milwaukee's Blake Perkins at the plate on FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Blake Perkins, a switch hitter. He's up there with the bases loaded. The only run that matters at third right now. Perkins, center field. That'll get it done. Scored as a hit. In comes Haas, and the Brewers walk off the Marlins.
Blake Perkins, who missed the first half of the season after suffering a fractured shin bone in spring training.
Definitely appreciative of the moment and of the success, you know. It's been a long, long road, and I don't feel like I'm way behind, but I do feel like this is the middle of the season for a lot of these guys, and I'm kind of coming in late. So it's just great to come through for the guys and just appreciating these moments a little bit more.
The Cubs beat the White Sox to remain tied with the Brewers, so it's the Cubs and the crew tomorrow night at American Family Field with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As far as episodic TV goes, nothing gets me more excited than a well-done cop show. There have been two spinoffs so far from the Amazon Prime cop show Bosch, a show about a stubborn, uncompromising police detective played by Titus Welliver. In a new cop show, Welliver heads up the cast in Westies. According to Collider, Welliver plays Glenn Keenan, a Vietnam vet and gritty beat cop. The story is set in the early 80s in Hell's Kitchen in New York and follows the Westies, a real-life Irish street gang, as they try to carve out a piece of the action despite being a much smaller force than the Mafia's five families of New York. Welliver calls his character deeply corrupt and very dark, but also nuanced. Joining him in the cast are J.K. Simmons, Tom Brittany, Jessica Francis Duke, and just added additions Sarah Bulger and Stanley Morgan. The Westies will drop on MGM Plus sometime in 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, lows in the low 70s. Becoming sunny and hot for Monday. Heat index pushes into the upper 90s. Monday night, a low around 69, chance of a storm. For Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny and highs in the mid-80s.
It's 86 at our studios.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All of these things should sound off alarm bells bigly. And you see what Donald Trump's doing with Harvard and with Columbia. You see what he's doing with Paramount. ABC capitulated in a lawsuit to Trump. We're America. We're not Hungary. We're a democracy. We're always going to be a democracy. Yeah, that's what they thought in Hungary. The way that Viktor Orban and the right wing gained power was by using a little bit of power to get more power, to use pressure on networks.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the Wisconsin News headlines for the weekend, who may be in the running for governor next, and previewing our Tuesday show with Joe Thomas. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You still have 20-ish minutes. Don't make me math. To text in the word blue via the Civic Media app, B-L-U-E. Open up your Civic Media app, text in the word blue. It's free ticket Fridays. You are in the running for a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats for next Wednesday's game when the Brewers host the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
Hot tickets for one of the hottest teams in baseball. Text in the word blue right now, B-L-U-E. And good luck. Tom Hartman will have a new word for you from 11 to 2, then a new one with Todd all but 2 to 4, and the same with Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. Four chances yet today to get in the running for these tickets. Mm-hmm. The word right now, though, is blue, B-L-U-E. This is the portion of the show that has turned into audio sorbet, where we lighten things up and get away from all the heavy news just so we can have a laugh and make fun of people.
Who are we making fun of today, Jane?
That would be me.
Oh, why?
That would be me. We had our host meeting in Madison on Wednesday. We do this about every 6 months. And I was running late. I hate being late. I'm almost always on time or early.
Yes.
And on the way to Madison on Wednesday morning, I stopped for a cup of coffee and a bagel that took 25 minutes. And you're in the line, and now I can't get out of the line because someone's behind me. Mm-hmm. So it's like I am dedicated now to waiting to get my coffee and bagel. So that set me behind. And I get to Madison, and there's this parking structure that we all use that's right behind the station. And I didn't pay attention to where I had parked.
Yeah.
Because I'm late, and I don't like to be late. So I get there, and I park, and I run in, and we start our meeting, and all is good. Meeting lasts most of the day. It's 9,000 degrees on Wednesday. It's really, really hot. The meeting ends. I go to get my car, and I can't find it. And I'm not taught, this isn't the biggest parking structure in the world. It's maybe five levels, but it's not gargantuan.
No.
I wandered around for 40 minutes.
Not quite the full Seinfeld episode.
Not quite.
But 40 minutes to be looking for your car, that's not a fun time.
And I'm using my fob, and I could hear it faintly, but it's echoing around the parking structure. So I'm trying to determine where my fob is ringing, and it's not helping me. And so I'm soaking wet. I am drenched. And I thought, I'm going to melt into a puddle, and I'm just going to die here. I'm just going to stay here forever. So I texted Greg and I said, I can't find my car. And he said, do you need help? And I'm like, yeah. It's been 40 minutes.
Well, You said I can't find my car, and I responded with what? I don't know why I responded with that, but whatever.
Yeah, what a helpful response.
Shut up, Dan. Go win an award. But you know, I was like, I can't find my car. What? Okay, I thought maybe in 5 minutes it'd be like, I found my car. I'm on my way home. See you tomorrow. Whatever. It kept going, and then finally I said, because I was at the comedy club on State for their open mic on Wednesdays, and I had gotten on the list, and I was like, do you? Because the club is in the basement of the building that Civic Media's headquarters are in. So I'm literally like a 2 minute walk from Jane. I probably would find Jane sooner than she'd find her car. But I say, do you want me to come help you? You say yes.
Yes.
And I knew in my brain the next thing that was going to happen. I was going to go up the elevator, go up to the office, go out the back. And as soon as I'm about to say I'm here, I see I found my car.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's exactly how this moment was going to play out. But
I was so relieved.
I mean, yes. Yeah.
Really,
well,
I was so relieved.
I think that's what you have to do, though, in those moments. You have to vocalize that you have to give up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? Like, I lose things around my house all the time. And I'm just like, well, I'll. And as soon as I say to my wife, hey, I can't find my shoes, then I turn around and they're right there.
Yeah.
You know, it's
so
just
it's
like one
admitting,
of those things that
admitting
you have to
surrender.
Admit surrender.
You have to surrender.
That's the moment that you will find
things.
Oh,
I do that all the time when there's things here where I'll say, hey, I'll send an email to someone very important in this company. Be like, hey, this thing isn't working. And then as soon as I send it, I go, hey, did I try this thing? I tried. It's fine. Then I just send another email. Sorry about that. Never mind. You're working with someone who's clearly incapable.
The universe has a sense of humor.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Have you ever lost your car in a parking garage or parking lot? That is our audio sorbet subject for today. 855-752-4842. Help me feel better. John from West Bend texting in, listening to WAUK. Our first Jimmy Buffett concert at Alpine Valley. We couldn't remember where our car was. We walked around the parking lots for an hour in the rain before we found it. That's a huge parking lot.
That's not
even
Alpine
a tough
spot to lose your car,
oh,
too.
Man.
It's not like you have, like, you know, you're on level
D7.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not a parking lot. Those are parking acres. That is,
yes.
Yeah. That is one of those things where you can just say, hey, Alpine Valley, my car is yours now. And you just leave. I mean, you have to really work to remember where your car is at. And if you're going to, I mean, if you're having any sort of drinks or you're going to, I don't know, like a fish show, that memory starts to fail you later on in the evening. I mean, yeah, I couldn't even imagine losing my car in Alpine Valley. I don't like that place to begin with, but.
Oh, what a nightmare.
My heart goes out to you.
Where have you lost your car? Have you not been able to find your car either in a garage or a parking lot? Carmela from Milwaukee. Jane, I've done that, but on a smaller scale. I went to the right spot, but the wrong floor. Only a few minutes of inconvenience. I feel for you having to take 40 minutes of your time. Some GPS maps have a feature where you can tag where you parked. I've never used it. That sounds like a really good idea, Carmela.
That's very smart.
I could
very smart.
That thing. I remember a Seinfeld episode where the four major characters did the same thing, wandering around a parking garage, trying to figure out where they left their car.
One of my favorite Seinfeld episodes, too. I'm a huge Seinfeld fan.
Just wandering around a parking structure.
And they were wandering around, and Kramer was holding an air conditioner. And he made sure that I watched the behind the scenes on this, that it was a real air conditioner.
Oh,
that
yeah.
He wanted to like have the physical comedy of just like lugging this thing around. So, you know, he's a legend for physical comedy. I will say I have lost my car once, Jane. So I
Thank
will join you,
you
in losing your car. I did it at a Brewer game. I marked down the wrong lot.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was in like the Yount lot. I was in the Euchre lot or whatever it was.
How long did it take you?
It took me like well over an hour. Yeah.
I temporarily misplaced my car at a Brewers game once. And of course it was the game where I was with friends and I drove and they're doing that thing of like, at first like, oh, where's the car? That's fine. Hey, use your key. I'm using my key right now.
That's how I felt.
And then it goes from like, hey, where's the car? Let's all to like, they're far behind you, quiet and like tired. And you're like,
I'm losing my people.
I'll call you an Uber if you want. I understand. Yeah. Also, we don't have to be friends anymore. But I do something where I look to see where I thought I have parked, and I didn't park there and there's no car there. And I immediately say my car was stolen.
Oh, God.
And then I go, oh, it's just over that spot there. Okay, cool. Sorry, everybody.
Never mind. Sorry about the theft alert. Audio sorbet today. Have you ever but not been able to find your vehicle either in a parking garage or just in a parking lot? Ollie from the Northwoods joining us on the line. Good morning, Ollie. Please tell me I'm not alone.
Oh, you're not alone.
Oh, thank you.
I had the worst experience. I had taken a gentleman's car to get groceries for him when I worked as a home health. And when I came out of Costco, I couldn't find the car.
Oh, no.
Yep.
There were too many cream-colored cars that all looked the same. So I stood there for a while, and I thought, well, I can't call him and tell him I can't find his car. So I decided to use the back end of the key to the back end that opened automatic. Mm-hmm. And that worked just fine. And so I used it all the time after that.
Right? Now it's like I parked in this. But you can't go by the car next to you because it might be gone by the time you get back,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So I like Carmilla's idea with the GPS tag. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sounds like a really good idea. Thank you so much, Ollie. Really appreciate it. You make me feel better.
I always take a picture of my car now when I park.
Do you really?
Somewhere that I'm unfamiliar with, I will take a picture of it.
That's really smart.
Because that will like geotag where you are, in addition to just like you have the visual of just like, oh, I'm in D7 or just whatever it is. Yeah. At that lot yesterday or Wednesday. When we were, because I've gotten confused in that. It's a confusing lot.
Thank you.
A good lot.
I got confused when I got there on Wednesday because I parked one floor up thinking that's where the office, the parking lot on the second floor leads directly to our back door office. You need a key card to get in. You can't just walk in. But I got in my car. This isn't so much about losing my car. It's about how lazy I am. I parked on that third floor and I was like, oh, they're one floor down. Well, I guess I got to get in my car and go find a new parking spot because I don't want to walk. So whatever. You lost your car. Don't look at me in judgment.
No judgment.
But yeah, it's a little bit of a confusing room to be in. But when I go to Brewers games, even though I know I park in the same lot every time, I'll walk farther because I know it. I will still go, Euchre, B2. And I'll say it out loud like that I remember. And it's just
so it imprints on your brain.
Yes, absolutely.
Audio sorbet, have you ever not been able to find your vehicle in a parking garage or just in a parking lot? My husband texted me and said, when the first time we flew over for me to meet his family, my husband is English. Mm. And we flew over so I could meet his family for the first time. And one of his brothers is picking us up at the airport. England was undergoing a cold snap like they haven't seen in probably 15 years. It was 12 degrees. It's never 12 degrees in England. His brother picks us up at the airport. Manchester Airport, big airport.
Yeah.
Cannot find the car. It had to have been almost 2 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
I think we followed him. I felt so badly for him. The first time I'm meeting him, he doesn't have gloves. He doesn't have a winter jacket. Mm. I'm not dressed for, I don't have a puffer jacket on or something.
Sure.
But yeah, we wandered around forever and ultimately made it.
Yeah.
And then I met his family and the story went on from there. But anyway, yes, that was now in his family lore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sure that story has now been told a few times.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I do a terrible Manchester accent, but I imagine that whole thing of like the you know, change, you find your car, you lose. It's like, I didn't lose my car. Your guy lost the car. This isn't on me. But yeah, I get that. I'm there with you, Jane. There's no judgment.
See, and I like Dan's idea now of taking a picture of it.
Yeah.
And then the level that it's on.
Yeah.
That would have probably helped me considerably.
I do that whenever I park in that very lot because I didn't wander around for 40 minutes. So I'll say that. But I have.
Yeah, I was literally like, I think now is the point where I start crying and I'm just going to sit down and cry and sweat. I'll just be here sweating and crying.
Well, when I walked into the parking lot, I almost just, as I'm walking in, you text and say you found the car. I almost just yelled Jane, and then I realized, oh, a dude yelling a woman's name in a dark parking lot.
Maybe not the
best move to start with.
Not a good idea. All right, we are going to wrap things up with this Shouldn't Be a Thing Fashion Labubu edition. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Text in the word blue on the Civic Media app. Good luck. I think I can use
building and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Joe Thomas grew up in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and had Hall of Fame football careers with the Badgers and Cleveland Browns. So what's his passion now? Well, join us Tuesday when Joe Thomas sits down with Brady Ewing and me for a special on-location show from Six Springs Farm, the home to Hall of Fame beef. Catching up with Joe Thomas, Tuesday. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app, Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for childcare in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Caliente on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We got 7 minutes for you to text in the word blue, B-L-U-E. Blue is the word to text in via the Civic Media app only. And that's going to get you in the running for a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets for this coming Wednesday when the Brewers host the Cubs. Going to be a huge game.
Yes, it is.
Big, big, big game.
The race for first place.
Yes. Blue is the word to text in, B-L-U-E. That will get you in the running. Tom Hartman will have another word for you to text in between 11 and 2. The same with Todd Alba from 2 to 4 and Maggie Dawn wrapping it up today from 4 to 6. Right now, text in the word blue, B-L-U-E, and good luck.
Big thanks to Dan Schaefer for being with us for an extended period.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's really one story, but it morphs into so many more conversations. And these are conversations we're going to be having for the next 16 months. And to just as a thing on the live stream, we weren't as far as elections go, it's tough. There's a lot of elections happening and it can get daunting, but we're not sick of it. It's important to stay informed. It's important to stay active. myvote.wi.gov, talk to your representatives. But yeah, we're going to keep it going. And thank you, Dan, for being here.
Yeah, very much so. Subscribe to the Recombobulation, by the way. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Coming up for you next week on the show, Shelley Pittman, our civic media news director, is going to be back on Monday to recap all the weekend news. Shelley's fantastic. Mm-hmm. A relatively new addition here at Civic Media. We're always looking for folks, by the way. If you are interested in joining Civic Media, go to civicmedia.us and check out our job openings. Pat Kreitlow will be here on Tuesday. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is going to join us. We miss her.
Oh, thank God.
She's going to be joining us next Wednesday. And then Jim Santel on Thursday. Jim is the host of Amicus, a law review on Saturdays from 9 to 11. I highly encourage you to check out his show as well. It's fantastic. It is 10:55, Calvin. It's getting a little late. That means it's time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
Should you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This is from purseblog.com. Yes.
That's a weird name for a person.
That's a thing. Purseblog.com. The headline reads, "Why is everyone obsessed with these creepy dolls hanging off of expensive bags? Because nothing says fashion elite like a creepy, cute keychain. They're called Labubus."
Oh, boy.
L-A-B-U-B-U. Labubus. Imagine a cabbage. Whoa. Imagine a Cabbage Patch Kid that was possessed. That's what Labubus look like.
And Cabbage Patch Kids in the first place were not.
We're a little weird looking, but these look demented.
Yeah.
Right? They look like demented stuffed toys.
It's like, hey, do you want to see every tooth in my head? This is what those things are. If you took a Cabbage Patch Kid and what was the Monchichi dolls from when we were little kids, with the little monkey with the put the thumb in the mouth.
Oh, sure.
If you took those two things and you put them together, that's what this is. And it is horrifying.
Yeah, they're not even, I wouldn't go, oh, that's so cute.
I need one next to me.
Yeah, no, it's kind of like, ew, I don't, oh, no. So these Labubus, I looked it up, range anywhere from $25 to $300.
What?
For these overpriced, ugly, stuffed things that you hang off of your very expensive handbags.
Jane, how expensive do handbags get? What, like $40,
Hermes,
$50?
An Hermes handbag can run up to $15,000, $20,000, depending upon the bag. It's insane. Gucci bags, Louis Vuitton bags. These are all very, very highly priced bags. Birkins.
That's the
Fendis.
One. Because Birkin, you need an invitation, right?
You have to get on a waiting list.
Oh, my God.
The Birkins can cost $15,000, $20,000 more than that.
I don't even
thousands
understand
and thousands
this.
Of dollars. So we have celebrities now who are starting this trend, apparently, to hang these ugly stuffed dolls off of their way, way overpriced bags. It's just wrong.
I really don't like this. Like,
it's just wrong.
It's just so, what's the word I'm looking for? Dumb. Dumb.
There is no single reason behind the rise of the Labubu doll.
Yes.
As trends normally do, the item has slipped into the consciousness of a few early adopters, including celebrities, and now it is exploding across social media.
And that's, Jane, all it takes. It takes one celebrity to say, I like this thing. Why do you like it? It's cute. And then everyone says, well, when I got to have it. No, you don't.
You really don't.
No, you don't.
You don't. I would, if you still have your Cabbage Patch doll, put a chain on that and hang it on your bag.
Someday I'll tell you the story of going to the Cabbage Patch doll factory in Atlanta. It is disturbing.
That's a whole nother tisbet segment.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Calvin, that wraps up today's episode of...
This shouldn't be a thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening and for watching on the stream. It means the world. I hope you find some joy over the weekend and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here. We got news coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great weekend. We will see you on Monday.
Listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM. W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Matt Piper. A 15% trade deal between the EU and the U.S. ahead of what would have been a 30% tariff if not reached before Friday.
I think we both wanted to make a deal. You know, you said something that is very important. It's going to bring us closer together. I think this deal will bring us very close together, actually. Sort of, it's a partnership in a sense.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
It's 15% tariffs across the board, all inclusive.
WWJ's Jeff Gilbert has more on the potential impact to the auto industry.
More than a fifth of vehicles exported from Europe come to the U.S. About 9% of vehicles exported from the U.S. go to Europe. Many of those are made at Mercedes and BMW plants in the South. Still unclear how much even the lower tariffs could add to the cost of vehicles over the long term.
Prosecutors will pursue terrorism charges.